Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all exclusive.
NFL Draft Final.
Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day today to join us on another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And today we're going to the SEC, and we're talking with Brandon G., the Wake Forest defensive back. He played at the Senior Bowl, the All-Star event, and he's also heading to the Indianapolis Scouting Combine, and that's one of the finest invitations a college player could receive. Brandon, when you got that letter saying you were going to Indy, what was the reaction?
I mean, I was excited. I mean, a lot of people don't get to make it. It was like 300 players, and my brother even went through this process. He didn't make it, so I mean, it's a good thing to get it. Great honor. A lot of great players went through there, and I'm happy to get it.
And obviously, I mean, you know, your time at Wake Forest and Winston-Salem, it's come and gone. Can you believe it's over? And you're making this leap.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I'm gonna graduate in December. I'm very proud of that. They came and gone real quick. A 3-year starter, and I can't believe it's over. It's still a shock. I'm about to wake up. I'll be back on my pro day, and good to see all my coaches again.
Excellent. And, I mean, in terms of, you know, playing at BB&T Field, you know, what was it like your last game at, you know, Florida State? What was that like, that experience of, you know, that's the last time you're going to play with your teammates there?
Man, it's still a shock. I mean, I guess it didn't really hit me until I actually walked off the field, you know, to be in, you know, your senior day, you know, get your family there, you're hugging everybody, but it really didn't hit you until you walked off the field, and that's the last time you're going to be in the Wake Forest game, take your uniform, but I guess it was a great experience to be at Wake. I'm glad I chose the school, and now it's time to move on to the NFL.
Yes, and the NFL, I mean, Indianapolis is tomorrow. You know, and looking back again at, you know, Wake Forest, I mean, is there any coaches or teammates that kind of help you get to where you're at today?
Aaron Curry and Afonso Smith, who went to the NFL Combine last year and also in the NFL. And Dean Hood was a great coach at Wake Forest. He left. He's a head coach at EKU, and he taught me a lot about, you know, just defense, reading defense coverages, and he probably taught me the most about football, which is a great experience.
Excellent. And, Brandon, I'm not going to lie. I called your teammate John Russell the other day to try to get some stuff to kind of scorch you about or maybe tease you on, and he kind of said you're squeaky clean. You said you're just a soft-spoken dude, but, you know, in the locker room, you'll let your voice be heard if you have to. So, I mean, by demeanor, you're pretty quiet?
Oh, yeah. I'm a laid-back person. I'm not going to sit there and yell and scream, but I think when it comes down to business and getting in the locker room and getting down to working hard and trying to be the best teammate you can be, I'm very vocal and trying to prove myself to everybody. Not just what you say is how you approach the game and what you do. You got to be in the film room, and you got to encourage your teammate to be in the film room with you.
Excellent. And once again, we're talking with Brandon G., the Wake Forest defensive back, who's making his way to the scouting combine in Indianapolis. Brandon, in terms of the Senior Bowl, I mean, it was a week for you to be able to spend with scouts and coaches and GMs. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, a lot of people talk about the Senior Bowl, but you really don't know how it is until you get there. I mean, a lot of great players, supposed to be the best seniors in the nation are there, a lot of good competition. You also get, it's different because you're getting caught by NFL coaches. It's more direct, you know, here, there, now, get on to Indy, a lot of on time, so it's just a little bit different approach, you know, how they kind of get you in there, kind of get you adjusted, but NFL's not like that. You got to be here, ready, and ready to go. You know, it was a great experience. I enjoyed it. Love playing, love competition. It was a great experience.
And any guys that, you know, you met down there that you kind of walked away with the relationship from?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm almost a cornerback there, you know, like Kyle Wilson and Chris Cook and Devin McCourty. We all, you know, you hang around each other all day. You watch film all day. You get to know each player. And as I play, you know, I play against an ACC like Jacoby Ford and a few other players that I knew beforehand, hung around them a little bit, and like I said, it was a great experience.
And, you know, looking back at, you know, the Senior Bowl in Mobile, was there any guys that you wanted to play up, you know, like play against, or anyone that you kind of wanted to see on hand, kind of like, you know, that you didn't play, that you might have wanted to check out yourself?
That's everybody. I mean, of course, Cincinnati, Marty Gilliard, you hear a lot about him on ESPN, Tim Tebow, I mean, Coach Tim Tebow. I didn't play SEC. I never played Florida. It was nice to meet Tim Tebow. And play against them is just different. But, I mean, all these players are great, and there's great competition out there.
Excellent. Once again, Brandon G. joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible on the eve of the Scouting Combine. I'm Brandon. Obviously, the scouting combine. You know, I've said it probably 50 times so far just during this show. But where have you been training for this event?
I'm training down at Miami Peak Bomb Regular Performances. Yeah. He used to be a perfect test in his own facility down here in Aventura, and that's where I've been training at.
And what's the focus right now? I mean, what's been the main focus of your training?
Everything. Every drill, the 40, all the way to the 60-yard shuttle, you got to do your best and be the best, and that's what I'm trying to be.
So when you arrive in India, I mean, what should you weigh in at it, and, you know, what's the height going to be?
I should weigh in about 195. Hopefully 6 foot. Maybe I can grow a few inches before that comes. We got me in the 5'11 and a quarter at the Senior Bowl, but and of course when it comes to drills and stuff, the other thing I'll say is you'll see the times. I don't like to talk about it, just see the results.
Any predictions on a 40?
Nah, I can't give it out. Anyway, it's gonna be fast.
Nice. So it's just gonna be fast then, huh?
I'm gonna be in top 10. I'll put that out there. I'm gonna be top 10 all players in the combine.
All players in the combine, Brandon G be top 10? All right. You know, I'm going to post that once we hang up. So when you see it, you know, when you're on KFFL or Roto World or NFL Draft Bible, you know, where it'll source out from, you'll be like, man, that cat did. He put that on there. So, hey. But, hey, that's why we're here, just to have fun. And obviously, I mean, you had a great career at Wake Forest, and, you know, the NFL is, you know, on your horizon. Brandon, I mean, when did it kind of, you know, hit you that you had this skill set, you know, to take it to the next level?
I mean, every level is different. From high school, you can make it to college, and then gradually, my junior year in college, I realized that, you know, we play against the best, I'm competing against the best, so maybe I can play in the next level and be a professional football player. I mean, that just hit me around my redshirt sophomore year when I first started playing and gradually getting into the groove. You just know just that, you know, you'd be as good as anybody else, and I guess that gradually brought me in trying to become an NFL player.
Excellent. And everyone that comes on the show, I always ask them, you know, if we put Brandon G out there on the field right now in an NFL uniform, what guy that's in the NFL now, who are you going to remind us of?
NFL, I couldn't even tell you, but my favorite player is Ronnie Lott. And that's who I love, and that's who I want to be like. Ronnie Lott, I think, is the best corner of all time. He can hit, he's physical, he's a Hall of Famer, obviously. He got great hands, great catching ability. I just think Ronnie Lott is probably the player I want to be.
Excellent. You know, Brandon, I ain't going to lie, I'm kind of surprised you said, you know, said Ronnie Lott, just, you know, considered kind of the age gap. I'm sure, you know, you probably obviously caught him towards the end of his career, correct?
Right. I mean, hey, you got Aaron out in 2010, you got YouTube, you got,
yeah.
You know, everything like that. I was a big Cowboys fan back in the day, so hearing him talk about Ronnie Lott and just sit there and watch TV with him, then you just get to know players, and he's probably my favorite DB.
Nice. Hey, well, you can't go with Ronnie Lott. I mean, if you're going to pattern your game or want to be like anybody at the next level, definitely Hall of Fame Ronnie Lott is the way to go. And we're here with a guy who's making his own way, Brandon G. And, I mean, so far off, but, you know, it's funny. I mean, you could be the next Ronnie Lott. I mean, you know, I mean, you have every possibility. I mean, do you ever think that far ahead?
No, I don't. I take it step by step. Right now is trying to get drafted as high as possible in the NFL. And then next step after that is get the starting position in the NFL. And after that is Pro Bowl. I think you shoot for the stars, but you got to be in reality. You got to take it step by step to get to the stars.
You're right on there. In terms of the combine training, I mean, you're going to participate in all the events?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, and if you run a good 40 or anything like that, will you not run a 40 at your pro day?
No, I'm probably not. I'm not sure about that. I mean, it depends on what the good time is and how it is. But if I'm not satisfied, there's no doubt about I'm running again in my pro day.
Okay, excellent. Hey, that's good stuff, man. But, hey, you already guaranteed top 10, so you might not have to run at your pro day, right?
Right.
I tell you what, though, if you have a blazing 40 time, it would probably be a lot less mental for you, you know, thinking about your pro day, knowing that you don't have to run it, huh?
Oh, that's true. You make a combine, it's going to ease your mind for the NFL draft and the rest of the process. If you do bad, hey, you got more stress on yourself, you got to perform again at pro day. But, I mean, that's like every game in football. You make a few mistakes, you get caught on, you got to bounce back and get right back at it.
Excellent. And once again, Brandon G here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show on All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Brandon, for the people out there, I always like to get a little bit, you know, behind the scenes for the Wake Forest Demon fans. you know, they might be listening to the show and, you know, they're watching you guys on Saturday. But, you know, your time at Wake Forest, I mean, if you're going to pick up the phone and hang out with somebody, who are you going to call?
Oh, at Wake Forest, right now at Wake Forest University?
Yeah.
I got to see all of my DBs. I got to see all of them because, I mean, they came in as freshmen. I mean, I could play behind them. You know, I was with Alfonso, one of the older people, and then it was kind of a shock when I came to senior and I took on the young guys and tried to teach them the ropes. I would definitely hang around them and see how far they developed, and now they became better players and better people, and that's where we all go taking from that, so that's where I'd be at.
Excellent. And what do you guys like to do? I mean, I talked with Alaric Mullins this morning, and he said the defensive line, they all hung out, and they just like going out to eat. That was their hobby. So
I say a hobby is anything competition-related. It comes to any football game, basketball game, baseball game, PlayStation 3, anything competition-related, that's what we do.
And
whatever it was.
And, you know, out of you and Josh Bush and, you know, Alex Fry, I mean, all you guys, I mean, who's going to come out ahead?
Oh, I don't have to say me, because I can't give them no leeway, so I'll say me.
Now, you know, if I talk to those guys, they're going to say them. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's probably, you know, we went to high school together, so he definitely going to have a lot to say.
Excellent. And when you guys are playing Madden and things like that, who do you like playing with?
It is a matchup game. Where they play with. Sometimes I'll play with the Raiders. Sometimes I'll play with the New England Patriots. It depends who they play and who they pick.
Excellent. Excellent. Once again, Brandon G. joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. So when are you arriving in Indy?
Saturday morning.
Saturday. And, I mean, what will you do from now till Saturday? I mean, will you work out every day or will you take a couple days off? What's the procedure there?
I go in the facility, try to do a little bit of workout, nothing to fatigue your muscles, you know, just get ready and get mentally ready. I think people mistake the combine for just a physical competition, but it's big on mental. You got the interview, you got the Wonderlink test, you got other things you got to prepare for, and that's what I'm getting ready for.
Excellent. And when you're blazing your 40, before you get on that that tarmac, the burn, you're gonna have the headphones on?
Oh yeah, of course. I don't have them. I gotta listen to my music.
And what's gonna be playing?
I'll try some, you know, Lil Wayne, old Pastor Troy, J. Cole. He's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. So I gotta listen to him a little bit. And Young Jeezy. They probably my main four I listen to.
Excellent. So they'll be helping you get in the top 10 then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Well, Brandon, hey, before we let you go, we appreciate you coming on, but we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out. They're just some simple one-line questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to go with that?
I'm ready.
All right. If Brandon G. was going to take out a celebrity female, who would you like to take out to dinner?
Paula Patton. No doubt about it.
Man, you were very quick on that. You're like quick draw McGraw there, man.
Seen in a few movies. That's the person I'll take on a date. No doubt about it.
Nice. And second down is if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great defensive back skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
Nah, I guess dancing. I'll try to dance and show off a little bit. Maybe the moonwalk like Michael Jackson, maybe something like that.
You got the moonwalk down?
Yeah, I got the moonwalk down.
Nice. Very nice. And the final question, Brandon, before we let you go today. If you could go back to college, but you didn't go to Wake Forest, what other school would you have maybe liked to try out?
I would have went to Virginia Tech. That was my number two school. I probably went to Virginia Tech, play on the Beamer ball, and enjoy a great deal of the coordinator there, and I probably enjoyed my time there.
Excellent. And one question. Brandon, for the kids out there listening, if you're a high school junior or senior, what advice would you give them to, you know, what's the best way to get a scholarship?
Man, stay focused. A lot of people want to get in the weight training and do this, take this supplement. Just stay focused and enjoy your time in high school and just play your best. They're going to find you. They're going to watch your film. And if you're doing your best, you think you're good enough, you're going to make it. And that's pretty much what I got to say.
Excellent. Well, hey, Brandon, best of luck to you this week in Indianapolis. I hope you make the top 5 in the 40. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Hey, man, you can do it. The skill set's there. So, hey, once again, good luck. And like I said, I'll see you in Indy.
I appreciate it.
No problem. That's Brandon G., the Wake Forest Demon Deacons defensive back, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and thanks for taking some time out of your busy, busy day. You can get these interviews also at www.nfldraftbible.com. You can find the links to many other interviews. We appreciate it. Remember, www.nfldraftbible.com.
Moss, Vincent Jackson.
Next year, it's going to be a new marketing one, too. You know what I mean?
There's going to be a kid for Wyoming. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that might be the tendency for the next. I think that'll be the way it is because now there's so many other classmen taken. Remember, you. If everybody was out there, Ed Bryant and whoever the hell else was coming, like Javid Best and Jonathan Dreyer, I mean, if all those guys were still out there, it'd be a different game. So I think from now on, I mean, like next year, Mark Ingram is not going to be there. And then whoever blows up next year, those guys aren't going to be there the next year. Kind of, well, that's what